Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.
Sunday, a day to worship. Worship a small egg-shaped ball.
Oh no, he drops the ball.
Just as long as I'm here in your arms, I could be in no better place.
I've got to respect the ball.
You're simply the best.
Long live the weekend. Long live rugby league.
Woo! Oh, you got to love your rugby league.
Two, three, four.
Nice to be with you on a Sunday afternoon.
Welcome to the Triple M Sunday Sin Bin.
Welcome back to it, hour two of the Sin Bin. Of course, at 4 o'clock today, we'll have that game. Panthers-Titans is on at 4 o'clock today. So hopefully the Titans will be boosted by the great news about David Fifita. Now, also this hour, we will do Maroon's Pub Quiz. The topic today is music, movies and television. And our man, Tony Soprano, one of our producers here, whose mother has been providing the prize. She had some people from the Italian community at her place last night in Abbotsbury. They didn't finish all the Krispy Kremes. Happy days, boys. First prize is half a dozen Krispy Kremes. You like those, Paul?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, they go all right.
Jeez, he's one of the good blokes, isn't he, Tony Soprano?
Well, I wouldn't like to get on the wrong side of him. I know blokes have got on the wrong side of him and end up in cement shoes in the Georges River. You don't want to get on the wrong side of him.
Back of Lugano there.
He's connected. No, we love you, mate. We're only kidding around. Boys, before we go any further, let's talk about Sonny Bill. Now, Sonny Bill is on his way back to Australia, set to return for the Sydney Roosters. And we, first of all, before we get to the money, Gordy, let me start with you. We know what a champion athlete Sonny Bill is. We know from the 2013 Grand Final and years before that what he did at the Doggies and what he done in rugby. But we haven't seen him in rugby league at this level since 2014. Do we think that Sonny Bill can face it, can match them?
Oh, I think... Is he the same player as what he left? I'd say no. But what Sonny Bill brings is the professionalism around the joint. It's a bit like a James Graham at the Dragons. They're just winners from Monday through to Sunday. So it's what they're going to teach a young guy with no Victor Radley. He doesn't have to be that guy on a paper. I think Sonny Bill Williams realises now. I think we all get caught that you want to be that young 19-year-old and Benji's still fighting with it now. Sonny will come back with the experience and just know that he's got a role to play, whether it's 10 or 15 or 20 minutes off the bench. But it'll be a bigger role through the week. I think
also you'll find too, Trent Robinson will use him perfectly. So if there are shortcomings in his game, which, to be fair, I expect there probably will be in some respects, but the Roosters will recognise that pretty quickly and won't put him in a situation where that can be exposed. They'll limit that. So, for example, if it's the endurance part of the game that might be a struggle, they won't ask him to play long minutes. If it's the physicality... The consistent physicality, like certainly we know he can get up for the one-on-one straight away, the contest, the one-off contest. But if it's the, over time, they might move him just out of a spot defensively or whatever. I know after they won the 2013 Grand Final, Trent Robinson grabbed him after the game and said to him, look, there's not an award for this. He said, but you were the best defensive player in the NRL this season. And he said, that's why we won today. He credited the Grand Final to Sonny Bill Williams' defensive organisation, the way he handled things for the Roosters, and it was an unsung part of his game. But that's what they'll look to do. They'll just look to get him to just complement what they do. Trent Robinson, David Riccio wrote today in the paper that he's there. All he wants out of Sonny Bill is value. Well, that value is just... Where can you add here? What can you help us? And we won't put you in a situation that would embarrass you or that will expose you in any way.
Yeah, mate, there's no doubt. He's one of those guys when he walks in your dressing room, there's an aura about him. You know, there's an aura talking about him, you know. And as I said, that when I said that, he won't be at his best. He's not going to be the Sonny Bill Williams that we saw at the Bulldogs when he come back for his second stint at the Roosters, he wasn't the same player, but he is valuable. He's valuable because of what he brings to the organisation, and it won't be that big step and go through and set up the tries, but it'll be around the joint and his passing game, his pass selection, it would still be a game man if you bit down on the mouth guard and charged at him. You know, there's only one guy that did that, and that was Sam Burgess. And look at the career he had, you know, but you're still a brave man to do it. And that's one of the bravest guys to have played our game.
Mm. Dogs 4, Newcastle 0. Boys, for Sports Power, Dogs 4, Newcastle 0. 13 gone at that game as Triple M rocks the footy. And now we talk about we're going to have noises coming from everywhere, Hoops, about how do the Roosters get another one under the salary cap? What sort of money do you think Sonny Bill's worth? And obviously, it's not a money thing for him. We're getting paid at the Wolfpack before that all went pear-shaped.
No, it's not about money. He'll still get... when he signed that deal with Toronto, it was a $10 million deal, $5 million each season. Now, because of the way things have unfolded for the Wolfpack, he's only going to get 50% of his money. That's still $2.5 million. That's a hell of a lot of money in anybody's language, and we all know how much you love cash, Anthony.
Correct. So, I do love money. I love it, yes.
So... the decision to come back to the NRL. The NRL will put
no, I come here every
value.
Sunday to see you. That's what I come
here. Oh, no, mate. You just
sorry
enjoy our friendship. Mm. The NRL will put a value on Sonny Bill of around the $400,000 mark, but then there'll be a variety of other components taken into that as well. The fact that players had to take pay cuts at various stages.
Well, this part of the season now, they're all on technically 50%.
Yeah, I think when you shake it all out, it ended up being 80%, didn't it, over the course of
overall,
12 months.
Over 12 months. But they got their full pay for the first 7 months.
Yes.
And so for the remaining five, that goes back to half pay.
Yeah, right.
Yep. Mm. So when you factor all those types of thing in, I think Sonny Bill, he'll get under the cap. He'll be on about 150.
Yeah.
I want the Roosters account to do my taxes.
But rival clubs are all rightfully asking questions about how come they always manage to have a little bit left over in the cap and they always manage to be able to manoeuvre to get somebody
but
in.
But hang on, we always go down this path with the Roosters, and I'm the last person that's going to defend the Roosters, but you have to suggest they do recruit well. They've got both the Morris boys there, and both Morris boys aren't going to be attracting big coin.
Let me tell you this. The Bulldogs this week announced Nick Kotrick coming to the club.
$650,000
The Roosters have got Josh and Brett Morris for less than the Bulldogs have got Nick Kotrick. Mm.
Morris, I think the Morris boys are on about $275,000 each, which value for money was. They've both played for Australia. They've both played for New South Wales. Brett's won a couple of competitions.
Yeah.
Genius. So, look, they are very good at getting the balance of their roster right. Gordon, why are you laughing?
I'm just smiling.
And paying the right amount of money for players.
Yeah.
All right, boys, moving just, I don't know, on the spot here, I don't know how much you guys know about the Toronto Wolfpack. I took a little bit of an interest in it because of the setup being from, you know, Canada and playing in the English Super League.
You could see an urn over there, couldn't you?
Well, yeah. I did. I befriended David Argyle on LinkedIn. I thought, just in case. No, but he listens to the show, so hello, David. I hope everything's going well. Sonny Bill, the other Toronto players aren't that level of star, but there's still Ricky Latelli, Josh McCrone, Bodine Thompson. They've all had NRL experience. I mean, maybe do the Warriors look there?
Well, they're available. If you can get them back, Josh McCrone, Darcy Lussick, they are available. But yeah, it's a race against time now to get them back. You've got to have them signed by August 3 and you've got to get them back. And to be honest, I don't think it's worth it. If you're already looking unlikely to make the finals, I don't think it's worth it. I don't think it's worth getting the guy out here for that extra payment when you're not going to be playing deep into the playoffs.
I think Darcy Lussick will be back in Australia fairly shortly, and I think he'll fight. He'll look for further boxing fights in terms of opportunities at the end of the year. We saw him have that fight against Justin Hodges at the back end of last year.
And Big Nelson called him out.
Yeah, and I think Darcy would be more than happy to jump in the ring, and that'd be a great fight, Gordon.
What a take on Big Nelson.
Yeah.
Mm.
Who do you like there, Gordy?
I'm scared of Nelson.
Yeah.
He's listening. Yeah, absolutely. He's 6'7"?
6'17".
Mate, if he hits you, mate, good night. In that footage when he's in Bali and he let him go? He let him go. Mm. Yeah. The kitchen sink was coming with everything.
I'd love to have seen the other bloke. Mm. I'd love to have seen photos of what happened to the other bloke.
It's a bit like when Mike Tyson fought that bloke Green. He punched me three times and run like a girl. Mate, he looked like a Steeden after that. There was that many stitches.
Well, speaking of boxers, boys, we had the pleasure through the week of doing the Legends of League podcast, Nathan Brown and I, with Anthony Chock Mundine. What a fantastic bloke. I mean, he is such a nice guy, Chock. And he said he had no doubt Sonny Bill would, he thinks Sonny Bill will kill it. So good luck to him anyway. Sonny Bill, he's back. Peter Volandis likes it, and you guys think it's a great idea as well.
He's a superstar of the game.
It's great for the competition.
Yeah. He's a superstar of the game. And not only that, he puts the Roosters in an extremely strong position to try and become the first club since Parramatta to make it three premierships in a row.
Yeah, okay, let's take a break, boys. We'll come back and do some NRL news. Hoops has got a bit of stuff there. We'll just rip a little bit more of it off the fax and off the telex, and we'll get it to you shortly as Triple M rocks the footy.
Sunday Sinbin is full of experts. If you're looking for expert legal advice, have a chat to Bryden's lawyers. Triple M rocks footy. The Triple M Sunday Sinbin.
Nice to be with you on a Sunday afternoon.
Triple M rocks footy.
Welcome back to it. Yeah, right across Australia and the Triple M network. And of course, now we welcome in Triple M Dubbo as part of our network. And we know you love your rugby league, so it's about time we done the deal in Dubbo and got you lot on board. We know how much you love your footy. And we do it thanks to our mates at Bryden's Lawyers. Right now, Newcastle and Canterbury. Canterbury lead 6-0 on the Triple M Sports Tyre Power scoreboard. 6-0 Canterbury, with 18 minutes left in the first half. Now, just some news that's going on around the place. Let's bring in Hoops with, he's our man with all of this. And there's Rugby Australia throwing $3 million to get Suwali to backflip on the South Steel. What do we know about this kid, Joe Suwali?
Oh, well, by all reports, he's going to be an absolute superstar. Mm. So he trained with the Bunnies over the summer, and he was actually in with the NRL side 3 days a week. And people like Greg Inglis and Sam Burgess said, this kid is just something special out of the box. Every now and then, a young talent like a Greg Inglis, a Billy Slater and Israel Folau comes along. And from the moment that they are still in their very formative years, you can just see that there is something special there. So, look, the fact that Rugby Union are prepared to come in and somehow kick the tin, get private investors, because obviously the rah-rah elbow patches types, a lot of them have got deep pockets. And
the kick and clap.
Investment bankers.
And they don't have a salary cap either.
Correct.
So they can kick up a little bit there.
Yeah. So they've, you know, behind the scenes, they've obviously gone, hang on a minute, we've got to try and save this kid. He's going to a private school. He goes to the King's School out at Parramatta. He's on a scholarship out there. They've obviously gone, right, we don't want him playing in the NRL and going on to become a household name in rugby league. Let's try and do something about it. So they've kicked the tin around, come up with $3 million, and they're trying to get him to play rugby union. But I'm not convinced that it's entirely over the line. I don't know that it's completely done. It wouldn't stun me if at the last minute he did decide to stay at South Sydney. Mm.
And then appeared in a Hollywood movie next year.
We had this rugby identity coming out through the week and suggesting that if he stays in the NRL, all he'll see is Wollongong and Campbelltown.
Yeah, Tim Horan.
Yeah,
I mean,
Timmy
that's
Horan.
A
Look,
stupid thing to
who's
say.
Who's a Wallaby champion? I've got all the time
well,
and respect
don't.
The world
I don't
for Timmy.
That.
But that's a garbage comment. Wollongong's an awesome part of Australia.
Bloody oath
and so is Campbelltown.
Yes.
So, yeah. If you want to look down your noses at people and try and carry on hoi polloi style,
yeah, that's
garbage.
That's, to me, and I like Tim, but that's the arrogance that really puts me off rugby.
Yeah.
That maybe you didn't want to travel the world and play in a real World Cup. All right, so you picked the best of rugby and compare
that's
it to the worst
world
of rugby league.
Yeah.
It's not soccer.
I mean,
that's true too.
Mate, that is the only true World Cup. There is guys that have played rugby that play for two or three different nations. Like they've played in World Cups for two or three countries or whatever.
Only four nations have ever won the Rugby World Cup. Mm.
You get Tim Horan on the phone through the week. I'll take him to Wollongong, down Bulleye Pass, down to the blowhole at Kiama for a little bit of lunch, onto a boat out to Toothbrush Island. Mate, you haven't lived until you've had a good look around Wollongong, around Crown Street Mall. Mate, pull your head in.
That's
well said, Anthony.
That's their problem. They're not worried about what Queensland rugby looks like, what the Waratahs look like, what their side over in Western Australia looks like, or Victoria or whatever. they keep on trying to sell the game that's what's played in Paris or wherever or over in South Africa.
Yeah,
they got to fix their own backyard.
They got major problems. Speaking of their own backyard, in the fair income department, they are up the yin yang. They are, you know, you just referenced Bull Eye Pass, Anthony. Seriously, that game is in so much trouble, right? The broadcast deal collapsed. They've speared their CEO. They are in all sorts.
All right, we're seeing Andrew McCulloch.
Well, they're going to have to try and negotiate a
On buying leagueies.
No, they're going to have to try and negotiate a better broadcast arrangement rolling forward. But
people have to
watch
it.
They stuffed it up so badly last time around that they are literally, they're lucky that all of the people who play it have got deep pockets.
Boys, Andrew McCulloch.
They don't watch it.
Andrew McCulloch's just been carried from the field or assisted off the field. Looked like an ankle or a knee. We'll keep you posted with that in that Newcastle-Canterbury game.
Round the grounds for Bankstown RSL.
Canterbury leads 6-0. Round the grounds for Bankstown RSL. Don Mosley. Yes, 2 minutes to go. West lead the Illawarra Steelers 6-0, but Michael Bolt's just gone over in the corner. 6-3. Right. Now... let's go to the next.
I don't think Michael Bolt ever scored in a corner, mate. It would have been under the post.
I think it was Alan McIndoe. all right, so what do we think about the pressure that's put on Joey Sawali?
Oh, it's out of control. It's, you know, the kid doesn't even turn 17 years of age yet. August the 1st, his birthday. And to have, you know, it's a lot of pressure, not only on him, but also on his family as well, Anthony. Mm. So, Kenty, how do you see all the headlines that have been around Joseph?
It's just reality. I think you've just got to get used to it. I know, you know, Wayne Bennett came out and had a dig at everybody and put it back on the media. It's the media. It's not the media's,
it's not the media's fault.
It's everyone's fault, and it's life. We're all interested in it. Everybody's interested in it. We've got the senior Wallabies blowing up because they've all been asked to take pay cuts this year, and this guy who has never played a first-class game of rugby is suddenly being paid as much as the Wallaby captain.
Hmm.
Like, of course, you can't just pretend it hasn't happened.
Gordon, can I go to you with this one in the NRL news? Bryce Cartwright wants out of the Titans.
Yeah, that's the first off. Where does he want to go to?
Well, he's looking for a club. He wants to come back to Sydney.
Yep.
But he has no home to go in the future. You'd have to put it in your words, Hoops, you'd have to think he'll have to take a serious haircut.
Well, it's funny, Anthony. It's probably a similar scenario to when you went to Triple M management and said, I want out. And they said, hold on a minute, we'll just get the cab charge book and pulled it straight out of the top drawer. So, no, look, if that is the case, if that
and
is
it's
the
one of those ones that's $10. Mate, it's $10 and you got to make up the rest. It's not even a real one. It's only a voucher.
If that is the case and Bryce does want out of the Gold Coast, and the reports are coming out of the Courier Mail, Travis Main's written that article. He normally gets good mail, so I would suggest that Bryce is having a look around here down in Sydney. Perhaps he wants to come back for family reasons or something like that.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that if he does want to release the Gold Coast, we'll happily accommodate that.
Yeah, there's no doubt he's got talent and he's valuable to an organisation, but he's got to want to play, Bryce.
Oh, Gordon, like I think that ship sailed, mate. I think it's sailed. Like, mate, he's had too many years, mate, to get it right. Yeah, he's not getting it right.
In fairness to Bryce, his body broke down at a very young age, and he was told by doctors that he was never going to play the game again and all that sort of thing. So he has overcome some setbacks.
Well, he has, but to be getting the money, to command the money that he has been commanding, there's just no value there. Like, the one thing the Titans have really got to be careful about now that they've landed David Fifita is getting value for money. Now, they'll happily, I believe, let Bryce go. I think they were shopping him around last year to get out of the club. So they'll let him go. But I think Bryce has been for a bit of a reality check too about what clubs are now going to be prepared to offer him. It won't be anything like what he's been on.
Yeah, but then that's the point. I think if all the toys get taken away and they give you one and you get one last chance, you know, do you think the penny can drop? Because it's the ability of the guy and, you know, The only criticism I have on him is every time he runs out, he wants to play in the dinner suit, and sometimes you've got to put the overalls on and the work boots.
The boiler suit, mate.
And just get a little bit dirty, and I think if he can get that part of his game right, and if he goes to a Tigers or somewhere where there's a Madge or somewhere, he's got to go make a tough decision. Do you know what? Go down and play in Melbourne.
Well,
if you're serious with your career, go down there on a bargain basement rate and learn how to play the tough way.
Yeah, well, that's exactly right. That's what's needed in his game. But some players have got a great left-hand carry. Some players have got toughness. Not everyone's got both.
Boys, a little bit of a sale going on at the Titans, because apparently the Raiders are on the verge of signing Ryan James, who we haven't seen a lot of footy out of for a couple of years.
No, well, he had another ACL injury before this season even kicked off, so Ryan's obviously been focused on his rehab. Look, Gordon, you would add a bit. He's a great person, Ryan James. So
yeah, he's a great fella, Brian. Fantastic for the area. He does a lot of community work and... he's a good pickup, but you know, with like Herman coming and Mo, and you know, maybe there's time for him, and he saw the writing on the wall. Maybe,
maybe you know, like start turning up there.
Kenny reckons you just yourself. Kenny reckons you just called him Brian.
Ryan James, RJ.
Yeah, righto.
All right. NRL.
Be careful.
NRL TV ratings plummet. Would you question that, Paul? NRL TV ratings plummet.
They certainly haven't on Fox. Fox are up 18%. Mm-hmm. They've gone up massive. So the ratings have been terrific at Fox. So
who's written that? Where's that article?
I think it's in the Fairfax Media, which is owned by
Channel 9.
I think
Channel 9 might have taken a bit of a hit, but in the free-to-air ratings. Yep. But I don't follow it. Rating stories bore me, to be honest. Mm. But I know Fox are very happy the way they're tracking. So that's good. Keeps me in a job.
Adrian.
Absolutely, Paul. All of us in the job, except for you, Maroon.
What's that? Sorry, mate.
Except for you. Keeps us three in a job and just not you.
I've got a good job here, thanks, Gordon.
Yeah,
Adrian Prozenko in the Herald reported that. And I'm not a big star like you, Gordon, who thinks James' name's Brian. Before I go any further...
No, because Desi Hasler... I just call him
BJ Brian James.
Did Desi Hasler call you Dennis or Darren?
Well, I thought it was Dennis... But,
I thought it was Darren.
I thought it was Darren. But anyway, I thought it was Dennis, but on replay. Anyway, Desi, you haven't rung up.
I thought it was Derek.
To apologise.
Bo Derek.
By the way, our man in Coffs Harbour, Moffy, the breakfast guy in Coffs, who does an outstanding job, informs me that tomorrow is Gordy's birthday. Gordon, happy birthday for tomorrow, old mate.
Thanks, mate.
Happy birthday, Gordon.
Hey. Thank you.
How old are you? 49?
I'll be 47 tomorrow.
47?
73
wow.
model, yeah.
I can just clarify before I go any further, every week you have some sort of a little dig at me because everyone else here is on the telly except me. Let me finish. But at least I know when I look at you, it doesn't come down to looks. So I might get there one day. How about that? Huh? Hey? Yeah. And also,
that's pretty good for you, Dennis.
Anyway, you get on television if you're a puppet. Someone puts their hand up your back, so on fire.
Yeah.
A ventriloquist.
And another person who's listening in the car is the great Keithy Cole, former Illawarra Steeler and Rabbitoh. We love you, Keithy. Good to have you listening.
Keithy's a legend.
Yeah, great bloke.
Mate, I reckon I played against Keith. I run out of marker and try to hit him. I couldn't get my arms around one of his legs. And he pulled up on a big Harley. Mate, that's what you don't want when you're 18 and you're going to play reserve grade and you see big Keithy Cole getting off a Harley Davidson.
Off a fat boy.
Well, I tell you what, Keithy now, he's all skinny. He looks real sick. He's pasty looking. He's a pasty looking little thing. He's just let himself go.
I was talking to Keithy one day. He played at South, didn't he?
Yeah, and Steelers. Yeah.
And so he played at South one day and he drove up from Wollongong, got there, got his car and all the rest of it. Anyway, came out, car wouldn't work, called the NRMA, couldn't get the car to work. Drove all the way back to Wollongong.
Train
back to Wollongong and realised there was a kill switch on the car.
Yeah, and he made David Boyle push it around the block.
Trying to kickstart it.
Anyway.
Just a quick around the grounds update for Bryden's lawyers, Anthony. 6-0 to Canterbury Bankstown, but also significantly, not only that injury to Andrew McCulloch, but also Connor Watson as well has just been carried off. Yeah, so the Knights been hit by a run of injuries here, early days.
Okay, boys, we'll take a break. We'll come back because you know what it's up next. It's the segment that everybody's tweeting and emailing about. It's Maroon's Pub Quiz for a half a dozen Krispy Kremes that were made on Friday. That's what the prize is as Triple M rocks the footy.
Triple M Sunday Sinbin is full of experts. If you're looking for expert legal advice, have a chat to Bryden's lawyers. Triple M rocks footy.
The Triple M Sunday Sin Bin.
Nice to be with you on a Sunday afternoon.
Triple M rocks footy.
Welcome back to it, and we've got the Doggies leading Newcastle 6-0 for our friends at Tyre Power. 5 minutes till halftime. Just having a look at what might be a possible try to the Knights. Another ball's been battered dead. So score stays the same there. Triple M rocks the footy. Now the scores so far over the weekend, we've had Parramatta beat the Tigers 26-16, Manly 24, Cowboys 12, Storm 48, Broncos 8. That's been smothered a little bit, I reckon, because of the David Fifita thing, but the Broncos have copped another absolute thrashing. Roosters 18, Warriors 10, great game from Luke Keary. Sharks 28, Dragons 24, Raiders 18, Souths 12, great little game defensively from our man Jack Johns, and congratulations to Matty Johns and his beautiful, ageless, lovely wife Trish, who watched the game in Canberra. Boys and girls, it's time for this.
Welcome to Maroons Trivia Night.
And so this, now what happened here? The prize is Tony Soprano, one of our stats men out there. His family had a big night at their house Friday night. Some Krispy Kremes were left over, some chalky ones, some plain ones there. They had all the Italian community over to Tony Soprano mixes with.
I don't know if you're allowed, hang on, just with all the COVID restrictions and everything. So I think you might have actually added a bit of salt and pepper and some mayonnaise and some wasabi to this story.
Yeah.
Tone told me he actually went out of his way past Liverpool Krispy Kreme and picked them up himself his way here.
He did.
That's how much respect he has for you in this segment.
You'll have the COVID cops around his parents' place.
Now,
seriously, mate.
Listen.
You know what they call you? They call you a rat.
With a gold
as
tooth.
As usual, you two have
cash in his back pocket.
Soprano had 20 guests at his father's.
He's allowed 10.
Well, he had 20.
So you just ratted him out.
Anyway.
Anthony, enough. Stop
Phil Leotardo was there.
Please.
Paulie Walnuts, Richie Aprile, all the boys and girls were there. Oh, either way, we got some Krispy Kremes out of it.
I've got to change my circle of friends too, Maroon, because I just got a text from one of my mates, Dave Murphy, that said that you are hilarious.
Yeah, see, Murph?
So, yeah.
I asked him if he wouldn't mind doing that. Good on you, Murph, up there. And Brizzy. Now, your name's your buzzer.
Parramatta man too.
Your name's your buzzer. As requested by you, Paul, music, movies and TV is the topic today. Your name is your buzzer. Question number one, what sport was the topic of the movie Cracker Jack?
Gordy.
Yes.
Lawn bowls.
Lawn bowls. 1-0.
Cracker Jack. That was
Krispy Kremes. They're heading home to Brisbane. Question number two, what Toy Story character says to infinity and
Goody.
Yes, Paul.
Buzz Lightyear.
1-0.
Wouldn't have picked you as a Toy Story man, Kenny.
Mate, I actually lived the Toy Story. That was part of my era. Taking kids.
Mr. Potato Head.
Behind.
Oh, hang on. Hang on. Hang on. Mate, seriously. If I'm not, mate, honestly. Mate, you're going to
I never said it was you. It was just one of my favourite characters.
On. Righto.
When he put his shoes in his eyes and tried to fight someone.
Yeah.
He put his
All right.
I watched it all day yesterday.
Okay, here we go, boys. Question number, the next question. What was music, movies and TV? So it's a music one. What was the biggest selling song for the Village People?
Paul.
Yes, Paul.
YMCA?
Yeah. Incorrect.
I can't stop the music.
It's In the Navy.
Hey. Really?
We used to like Rodney Rood's version. So now it's 1-0 to Gordy Tallis.
That's one of your all-time favourites, isn't it, In the Navy?
Oh, so I went to a party once dressed as one of the Village
people.
I
bet you did.
Yeah, I know which one too.
I went dressed as the Indian and came back dressed as the guy in leather. With a... Right.
Oh, fire.
Right.
Pocahontas. Maroon.
All right.
What's wrong with you? Mate, seriously, where is Maroon and I want him back?
Well, mate, you just don't let me sit. You let me speak.
Yeah, spit it out, China.
Hey, Murph picked the right day to tune in on.
Good on you, Murph. Right. Behind the candelabra...
Paul.
Is it? Yes.
Liberace.
Correct. And it's 1-1 again for the Krispy Kremes. What Aussie movie featured the toe cutter and Johnny Paul?
Mad Max.
And it's 2-1. What's going on here, Hoops? Well, you're allowed to watch the telly when you're growing up.
It's not working.
Right. Okay. What's the name of the dad in the Griswolds movies?
Paul.
Yes. Paul.
Clark.
Oh, he's done it again. He's won himself some Krispy Kremes. Well done in Maroon's pub quiz. Paul wins Gordy comes second, and what a massive shock, Hoops finishes last.
I got the encouragement award, Anthony.
Thank good on again. You, mate.
Yep.
We got
you nearly got zero this week, though, Hoops. That's good.
Yeah.
No, we were right last. I think you won last week.
Yeah, you only got a donut.
I'm coming off a victory last week. I'm happy with that.
Halftime in the NRL, and it's 6 points to nil. Newcastle lead. I beg your pardon. Canterbury lead Newcastle. We'll take a break and come back with more as Triple M rocks the footy.
Sunday Sinbin is full of experts. If you're looking for expert legal advice, have a chat to Bryden's lawyers. Triple M rocks footy. Triple M. Woo! The Triple M Sunday Sinbin.
Nice to be with you on a Sunday afternoon.
Triple M rocks footy.
Welcome back to the Sunday Sinbin for our friends at Bryden's Lawyers. 1-800-848-848. You got any dramas legally, you might want to give them a call. Get some advice, maybe having some dramas with the neighbours. You know, some people have got psycho neighbours. You know, you might want to get onto that.
What if you are the psycho neighbour?
Well, you wouldn't know. You'd think the other bloke was the psycho neighbour.
Yeah, feckle.
You know, but even if you are the psycho neighbour, I'm sure the team at Brides will help you.
Lee will take care of you. Lee Hadjipantelis, great fella. Have you had any issues in the Little Bay compound recently?
My neighbours are beautiful. I got Rami on one side and Alan on the other.
Okay. Do you live in Little Bay or Long Bay, Maroon?
How's she going?
I live in Little Bay. Daphne's move up the coast.
That's next door to Long Bay.
I live in Little Bay, not Long Bay, yeah. I live in Little Bay.
What's the difference between Little Bay and Long Bay?
Well, it's just two different suburbs, Paul.
How far are you guys apart?
Are there actually bays there?
Well, there's Little Bay. Yeah. You can go down there and can get your togs off and have a... And then Long Bay's down there behind the jail.
Go down and have a swim fresh from the party.
Yeah, you just go down there and if it's late enough, I'll just jump in nude. I'll just get everything
You normally go down to Little Congy for that, don't you?
Well, not so much anymore. I've had a few experiences down there, so I sent the drone down.
That was traumatic experience.
Yes.
Anyway. Is that where you went to the party dressed as an Indian?
Come on. Boys, what I do want to talk about here is the Broncos got flogged again on the weekend. Absolutely flogged by the Melbourne Storm, and the score was 46-8. And then all I heard from everybody involved in the Broncos for an hour after, they were good in the first half.
Yeah, embarrassing, wasn't it?
Yes.
They were really good on effort compared to where they were the week before. And that's, I think, what they were trying to get to. So they were taking steps in the right direction. And if you talk to Melbourne, they got an almighty spray at halftime because I think they dropped the ball 5 times coming out of their own end. You know, so if they were ever going to be there for the beating or be behind at halftime, Melbourne, that was it. And they gave Brisbane a few chances. One thing I liked and was a positive, little Tommy Dearden, he's a keeper.
Yep.
He on the left-hand side, when they put on that play, I think Farnworth, he went out for one of the tries and they came back and they did it again. And Melbourne are so good at reacting and fixing their problems on the run and they couldn't fix it and they got them again. So that was it. And Milford, to me, I actually really like Anthony, but his fitness levels need to get better because that's when they kicked the ball. It went past him about half a metre on his right-hand side and he gets tackled a metre off his line and he stands there and he's exhausted. He didn't run any plays and help and, you know, become any support player for that whole set. You know, if you're fullback, it's so important to take flies off your players, you know, coming off your own end, you know, so...
Trouble is, Gordon, he doesn't want to play fullback. You can see that in his body language and you've only got to look at his numbers and also all the elements of his game from that loss...
Well, if you don't want to play there, you've got to make the other position your own. Okay, Brian Smith pushed me to become a front rower. I wore number 8 against Newcastle. I wore number 8 in about 10 games, and I knew I wasn't a front rower. Right? I didn't want to be a front rower. I wanted to be a middle to an edge player.
Mm.
So I had to prove that I wasn't that guy. If Milford doesn't want to play fullback, he's got to prove that he's a half and he can run a side.
Well, he hasn't proven that. He's had too long there. I think Milford's a fullback. That's where I think he's...
That's where he started, wasn't it?
The one year where... That breakout year where he just wowed everybody, he was fullback. And he went to Brisbane and got put in the sixth jersey because Wayne Bennett was coach. And Wayne Bennett said, look, I've got Darius Boyd already at fullback. So I'm going to keep Darius there. Unfortunately for Wayne, he had two fullbacks. So he had to make one of them a 5'8", and that was the natural way to go. I don't think the experiment worked. I think the quicker Milford gets back and gets match fit, as you said, Gordon, as a fullback, the better for his career. But I tell you what, as a million-dollar player, wow, I tell you, proceed with caution when you negotiate with him.
Brisbane last season had the most success all year when they had Tom Dearden and Anthony Milford in the halves. I think Seibold's got to make the tough decision. Brady Croft was his star signing. It was his big play over the off-season, even though we'd already heard that Tom Dearden was the future of the club and was going to be the long-term playmaker that Brisbane built their team around. I just don't think Brady Croft has come up with anything to support that he should be remain in that side.
But where does this end? If you're a Broncos tragic, right? The last time we spoke, the Tigers beat him 48-0.
Yep.
When you think it just cannot get any worse, then the Melbourne Storm put almost 50 on him.
I'll tell you where it ends, Anthony. It ends in the coach won't be there beyond this season. I don't know when the management of the club are going to have the cojones to actually make that decision and admit that it was a failure on their behalf. But that's the only way that this is tracking. Mm. It's not going to end anywhere else. And also, you know, Gordy talked about the spray that the bellyache gave the Melbourne Storm at halftime. There was big talk last week that Paul White, the Broncos CEO, actually went in and spoke to the playing group and apparently ripped absolute shreds off them. Well, that went well for the first half, but I don't know what happened in the second half. Mm. And to your point about, you know, players and the coaching staff talking about, you know, oh, well, it was a great first half. Corey Park hit the nail on the head after the game. It's 80 minutes.
Yeah.
The game goes for 80 minutes. So it doesn't really, you know, you can play as well
especially
as you want the first
Melbourne
half.
Storm.
If you don't get the result, well, it doesn't mean anything.
Mm. All right, boys, just quickly, the other game was Raiders-South last night. The Raiders getting home against the Bunnies, 18 points to 12. A good win for the Raiders. They're playing with a lot of guts, considering all the massive name players that they have out. And they refuse to use those as an excuse. But on the back of it all, now we see Charles Nicol Klokstad. We saw that finger pointing out.
A dislocation. Was it a compound fracture or dislocation?
Well, it could be compound. The bone was coming out of the finger.
Mm.
But, it could have been a dislocation. Look, he'll be out for 3-4 weeks for that. It's the Raiders, unfortunately, I think the Raiders is it's just 1 week after the next where they're just losing guys. They do have a little bit of reprieve. Johnny Bateman should be back, I think, next weekend. And also Corey Harawira-Naera comes back to the club. They've got to have a look at him training-wise to see how he's tracking. He hasn't played all season, so whether they can throw him straight in. But that certainly won't help. Certainly won't hurt to have him come to the club now. But what do? You've just got to deal with the cards you're dealt. And I said this earlier in the show, the competition's just taking this fascinating turn because of the amount of injuries some teams are suffering and the way they're getting through it. And, yeah, teams that haven't expected to be up there, like Penrith and Parramatta, are playing so well. Melbourne are there or thereabouts again. I just think it looks brilliant.
Yeah, and in this game too, we've seen Newcastle lose Andrew McCulloch and Connor Watson. Hoops. Yeah.
We have, both off with what looked like quite serious leg injuries. And then I'll tell you what we just saw at halftime as well around the grounds for Brighton's lawyers. Adam O'Brien, talking about tearing strips off people, has just absolutely gone burko inside the Newcastle shed. So they're trailing the Bulldogs 6-0, and O'Brien's clearly not happy with what he's seen from his side the opening half.
It'd be interesting to see how they respond to that because I watched the Bronx the other night and the Storm the other night, and Bellamy ripped into his guys at half time, and they are one side, and this is the genius of Cameron Smith, they are a side that can actually sit down, identify a problem mid-game, address the problem, and get past the problem. Some teams, they get off to a poor start, half time, coach says, look, guys, we've got to do this, we've got to do that. They just can't get their heads around what they need to do, or they can't go out and do it for whatever reason, and the second half often follows the first. The Storm got this magnificent ability to be able to identify what's not working, fix what's not working, and make it happen for the rest of the game. And that's what Bellamy got out of his guys at halftime the other night. So Adam O'Brien has just ripped into the Knights, who, to be fair, should not be trailing. They're a top four side, the Knights.
Yeah.
They're playing the Bulldogs, have won one game all year, and they're down 6-0 at halftime.
And the great Johnny Lang, I think I was at South, and he was the coach, and he ripped into him, and he just said to me, that's it for the season. He has only got one of those for them to respond. Mm. You don't have a rip into your to your side. And I think Wayne said you maybe have one or two times in the dressing room where you can blow your stack and players respond. If you keep on blowing your stack and you have to blow your stack, well, it becomes the norm.
Well, but Bellamy gets a few. He gets a few in during the year.
Mm.
Because he's got the bloke sitting there, number nine, that just will go out there and say, listen, boys, let's get into it. You know, this is what he meant or whatever. You know, you got to have a strong leadership group if your coach keeps on losing the stack.
All right, boys, rain falling, halftime, Newcastle Dogs. Dogs lead 6-0. Paul, this is where we say goodbye to you.
Oh. Yeah, you do, Anthony.
And we'll catch you on NRL 360 with the great Ben Eichen.
Yep.
How is Ben?
He's going good. Yeah, he's going well, mate. Just wait and see what happens at the Broncos.
Mm. He might end up being the CEO there.
He could end up well.
Yeah. Despite you just taking a one-wood to him last week and his credentials, what's he ever done?
I didn't say it that. I said, what are his credentials?
Mate.
And Ben Eichen's smarter. Okay. He's a smart man. He knows I wasn't doing that.
No, so Ben Eichen is a very astute, intelligent individual who has been on the board of the North Queensland Cowboys, is currently a board member of the QRL,
and is an accomplished out from the
media performer.
Well, then he's well and truly qualified.
So he's tailor-made to go into the Broncos
but
CEO.
But that's all I asked.
All I ask is you don't put the slipper into the bloke unprompted.
I mean, and I don't know how it helps him that he's on NRL 360. I don't know how that helps, but the other two things, being on the board.
They only employ smart people on the show.
Well, I'll question that. But anyway, Paul, we'll see you tomorrow night, mate. And we'll come back and do the final hour. We might talk a little bit about the Cowboys and Paul Green as Triple M rocks the footy.
Triple M Sunday Sinbin is full of experts. If you're looking for expert legal advice, have a chat to Bryden's lawyers. Triple M rocks footy.
Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.